Blog Talk Radio.
Right now, if you want to be safe, you know what
understand, if you want to survive right now, that's what everybody's on. So it don't matter if baby daddy want to come by or baby mama want to come by. It needs to be rules. I don't know. You got to stand at the door with the test and stick it up their nose, up their ass, or wherever they go. I don't know if you got to do that. But something has to go on. It can't just be because, oh, that's my baby daddy or that's my baby mama. Oh, here you go. Come on into my house and see my child and my children and my family and be a pollute us. No, it can't be that. You say, well, wait a minute. That's the father or that's the mother. Oh, okay, but they're not in your household. Self-preservation is the first rule of thumb. Okay, so we're trying to save ourselves first. All right, and baby mama got their own life. Baby daddy got their own life going on, which brings to the next point, which is, once we get to that, well, what type of other parents are there? Is this baby mama's lame Jane? Is this baby daddy Joe Blow that nobody know? Yeah, he's not into nothing. He goes to work. He don't smoke or drink, you know. Hey, he's a Lysol man, a Lysol woman. Okay, you're not even worried, you know. His habits, her habits. We're familiar with them or we understand them, at least we think we do. So maybe at that point, the visitation is different. The situation is different. But what about baby mama or baby daddy that's off the hook? What about that one? What about them? What about the ones you know, they still at the club? They still throwing it up in the air. They got multiple partners. They drinking at the people. They smoking at the people. They licking, sticking, and, yeah, twicking. Yeah, they doing it all. What about them? You say, oh, hell to the nah. That's what I was saying. Oh, hell to the nah. I probably say a little more than that. But I say, oh, hell to the nah. How you doing? Okay, we'll talk to you on this FaceTime. How you doing? Here you go. Blase, blase, because. Yeah. Now, it all comes down to me. It all comes down to the relationships. I mean, let's say this other daddy is real active, real instrumental in the parents and in the children's lives. Just real instrumental. Man, takes them to school, gets up, you know, come helps. Not even don't live there, but just, you know, do a lot of stuff. Just really around. Now that's a different. You know, it's a whole lot of different things that's going on, I know, around America. It has to be. It's a whole lot of stuff that has to be put on the table and understood, you know? And I'm quite sure the other parent will feel indifferent from that. I know I would. What you talking about? You ain't trying to let me see my wood? Well, you ain't trying to. Yeah, that will cause friction, conflict, disharmony. So how do we deal with it? So that's the question. How do we deal with it? How do we deal with it? And what about if one parent is mature and the other one is immature? So you can't present it without it being a hassle, a headache. What about that? See, there's a lot of things. This is the psychological dysfunction of the so-called black community. See, this is your PTSD. This is what we're dealing with. You better get y'all some stress relief. You better get you something to deal with your symptoms out there. You hear me? You on Blog Talk Radio, live and direct with Suleiman Bey on the Morning Drip. I appreciate y'all coming through from Denmark and Australia. And yeah, y'all think I don't know? Y'all think I don't know the different places where y'all coming from? I appreciate that. Great a lot. You feel me? China. I wish y'all just keep coming through. That's all I can say. Just keep coming through. Just keep morning dripping. Just keep dipping through, and we're going to figure some things out together. So, yeah, China, Canada, the Netherlands, Denmark. What's up? I'm going to have to look y'all up, man, see how y'all say what's happening, man. Peace. I know how to say that. Peace unto you. That's what's going on. So that's what we're dealing with this morning. And, yeah, we're just trying to understand this thing about this COVID-19 because, for real, it's real serious. I mean, it's real serious. And if you at home incubating, staying safe, you and your family, it's real unfair for you and your family to let people come in. I don't give a damn because they family. What does that mean? I don't care who it is. It's like it's real deep right now. You don't know what nobody else is doing at their house. That's the whole purpose of the incubator. You know what's going on at your house. You know what you're being exposed to or not. You don't know what other people. So it's cool. Oh, come on in. Hey, mom. Hey, dad. Hey, brother. Hey, sister. Everybody. Oh, it's cool. That sounds cool. But in reality, it's really not. But then it sounds harsh. Oh, I won't open the door and let my family in. That sounds real harsh, doesn't it? And it may be. But I don't know how to quote it, how the boy Terrence, what's his name, say on 50 Cent, get rich or die trying. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I just know one thing. I'm going to be right. That's all I know. I know I'm going to be right. I'm going to be right if I keep all you sons of bitches. Yeah, like Bernie Mike said, keep all you sons of bitches of my house. That's right. And that's how I look at it. Yeah, that's what time it is, right? The pressure is amping up. Oh, it's a different variant every week. But the numbers are increasing. So why should I have somebody at my house? I got to go put the blood outside the door. Yeah, on top of the post. Yeah, y'all can read the Bible. Go put the blood up outside the door post. Mm-mm. Stay away from here. Yeah, you tell them to stay away from here. We don't want it. Mm-mm, we don't want it. We meet you at the gate. How y'all doing? Okay, peace. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You need a care package or meet you at the back door, like the pantry. Yeah, but we just want to get an understanding of, you know, it's a lot going on. When you know your partners, I mean, it just got to be a line drawn. And then that's going to cause a lot of bickering. But shit, it depends on how y'all feel about each other, what y'all going to say back and forth. But then they're going to strain right there on a relationship. So it's a lot. It's a lot for us to deal with. It's a lot that's going unnoticed. This is the stress of post-traumatic slave syndrome. Yeah, which is equivalent to PTSD. Yeah, they got studies on it. Mm-hmm. They got studies on it. That's what we're going through every day. All these psychological damages. Yeah, see, a normal family don't have to go through that. Because why? Mom and dad is there. Unless one of them passed away or in the army or serving or something like that. Yeah, they're both in the family. But ours, we don't have to deal with that. We got to deal with multiples. Hell, then what if you got multiple children? You know, it's not just one. One might be Johnny Appleseed. He might be good. You know, and then what if you got more? Shit, you got more people knocking on the door. More baby mamas knocking on the door. They might all be at the door at the same damn time. Shit, send the quish out here. Where Johnny at? Shit, I'm trying to see my shit. Hacking, what you talking about? Hacking? Yeah, that's cool. All kinds of craziness in the community. Yeah, we sick, y'all. We sick. I'm going to get y'all some medication. Yeah, y'all, get y'all some medication. And calm your nerves and relax. Relax. Breathe. We're taking off these man-made medications. You see what's going on. There's no treatment for it, but you could sit in the house and incubate, go away. You could hydrate a fluid and just stay away from people. Stay away from people, stay out the air. So that's what we're dealing with. It's some other things, too, we're going to go in today. Of course, we deal with a lot of topics here on the morning drip. We just go in on different things, whether it's credit repair, just going down there, or business formation, and just putting I've been getting a lot of requests for the business formation part two, so we will delve into that today and get on that. And don't forget, like I said, to check us out on the website at legalempowermentguru101.com and go see what kind of content you need, or ebooks that you might need. Check us out for your feminine hygiene products. Go to queenkitty.net. That's queen. Kitty. And for those who can't spell, that's QUEENKITTY.net. Net. Okay? And don't forget, if you want to check us out, you know, for the NFTs, for the coins, the crypto coins, we have our own. Go check us out at supernaturalgalleries.com for the S-Gala token or the Supercoin.
will check us out of those two forms right there.
Yeah, so that's the topic today. I just wanted to discuss that. I wanted just for us to really just think about all the different stuff that we got to deal with. That's just on top of everything else. So now you got to go back and forth with somebody. You feel me? Or you don't think about it. We don't think about this at all. And then, too, bam. And then when it happened to us, then we think about it. So let's start thinking about it beforehand. Let's start being prepared. Prepared means beforehand. We think stuff out beforehand. See, we got everything else thought out, but we got to really think out stuff. Hold on. Hold on, boss lady. Hold on, boss man. Erk. Mm-mm. You got it right now. It's FaceTime. Here, we love you to death. It's serious. Man, and then if a person lips out, then you got to explain to them what it's about. Okay, this is more about you than I or us. This is more about you and your lifestyle choices and what you're into. And people got to be adult and be able to say them kind of things. You feel me? We could talk to other things about other things, or we let the other parents talk to us about how we parent, what we need to do, and this and that. We got to all be able to talk. Yeah. Yeah, your lifestyle. Hey, this needs to teach you to slow down in the world, because this could be any of us. People around us left and right going down. People, family members around us left and right going down. This could be any of us, and we got to take this serious. Yeah, so we think, oh, this is not, yeah, this is serious. Because even though you have let's say you protect yourself, other people may not. So the only way to protect yourself from other people, because you're already protecting yourself, is, hey, put up the wall. Incubate. Yeah, this is how you came into the world. You was in mama's womb, incubated from the world, sheltered. And as soon as you came out, they popped you and put you in that incubator. Yep. To you was strong enough to withstand the elements. Right now, that's the only way we could withstand the elements, is incubating. That's, they show you that. Yeah, when you get sick, what they tell you, incubate. Yeah, stay away from everybody. Even in your house, put a mask on. Go to a separate room. You got a separate bathroom, go to a separate bathroom, they say. You got to sterilize. They want you away from people. So common sense says preparedness means just stand the fuck away from people. And that's how we're going to conclude that segment today. Now, you're on the Morning Drip Blog Talk Radio with Suleiman Bey. We just go get into some other things, because I got my brothers and sisters is listening to. Oh, all my penal, all the brothers and sisters kidnapped in the penal system. Man, I just recommend if y'all listening, if your family's listening, I just recommend y'all do a few things. I recommend y'all get your family members to get yourself, if you got your own money, order you some Black Law dictionaries. If you can afford the older ones, 1, 2, 3, 4 editions, get them. Get whatever to get them. I recommend that you study the Constitution. I recommend you study the Constitution. Study the language of the Constitution. Okay? The land, the supreme law of the land is the Constitution. If you go study deep enough, you will find that those codes, the laws, and statutes that they call law that you were sitting under, you go study and you will find out a great deal about what the law is. Okay? And I just told you, the supreme law of the land is the Constitution. We was never taught that in public schools. And we keep sending our children to public schools. What have we learned from public schools? What did you learn? ABCs 1, 2, 3, and that's what you learned at home. That's what you learned. The rest was miseducation. That's what it was, fool's gold. It has gotten us nowhere. Every position we have is we work for someone. Someone gives it to us. You could think that you're working for yourself. Oh, I'm going to get it. Somebody gives it to you. You don't have no industry of your own. If they want to shut your music industry down right now, they can shut it down. You wouldn't know what to do because you don't know how to work together. You wouldn't get no money. They control it all. They feed us. You could say what you want. Oh, I'm feeding my family. Yeah, you're feeding your family. But when they shut down their industry, you have nothing. All our contributions are theirs. It belongs to them. All the LeBron James, all the Michael Jordan, that's theirs. That's they nigga. That's how you want to talk. That's what it is. It belongs to the U.S. of A, the red, white, and blue. That's not your colors.
I hate to say that, but that's a corporation. Y'all got to understand what's going on. It belongs to the corporate. When you're running in the Olympics, you're running for them. You belong to them. Yeah, when you protest and do all that, they'll show you. You belong to them. When the other countries running, they running for, they representing their people, Kenya, Ethiopia. Mm-hmm. Even though those are corporate names. Those are corporate names, too. Sure is. Everything you see that these Europeans have on the map is a corporate name. It's a company. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what it is. The Minnesota company.
Mm-hmm.
The Arizona company.
Mm-hmm.
The Texas company.
Mm-hmm.
All the companies. The Africa company. Y'all didn't know that? Mm-hmm. And we're going to school getting a good European education. But the prophet Noble Drew Ali, and I'd be remiss without a morning drip, so without mentioning the illustrious prophet Noble Drew Ali, who came to our shores in 1886, January 5th. Yahushua come again. If you don't believe, just watch. That's all you got to do. All you got to do is look at the people who moving and grooving. Look at the reason that the temperature in the oven is up. Mm-hmm. And Daniel, Meshach, and Meshach, or whatever their name was, is all in the oven. Ain't none of us burning either. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We feel the burn, but you don't see no burn on the skin. The bodies are still moving. It's a symbolism. Man, Joseph, all you got to do is wake up and see. All you got to do is wake up and see. Follow history. If you follow history, you will see who you be. I am who I say I am. Just follow history.
Mm-hmm.
How did they know the little boy was going to be born? What did they see? What sign did they see in the sky? Yeah, I bear witness. All you got to do is look on the flags of the nations. Majority of the indigenous flags got the signs in there, the signs and the symbol on there.
Mm-hmm.
They do. They either got the star and the crescent, or one or both.
Mm-hmm.
They do. What did they see? What did the wise men see? Did they know to go to Bethlehem when one was going to be born? Did they went to go see him born in the manger? How did they know? The kings was looking for him to kill. They didn't want one to ride. They was killing all young infants and two and under. So that means they didn't even know the time frame. Two and under. They're like, one of y'all niggas is going to be the Messiah. See? But the prophet told us, Yahushua come again. The same people was with him 2,000 years ago is with him now. The same people was against him 2,000 years ago is against him now. Look at the landscape. Look at who is Moab? Who is the Moors? Man, y'all faulty running from yourself. Bogus running from yourself, but you hold on to the name Jesus. Oh, sweet Jesus, I bear witness that's not his appellation. Yahushua. When you know about Yahushua, then you're going to know the power. Pharaoh let my people go. Same people was against him. Look at it. Moab. You read the Bible. You know he got a great-great-grandmother in the Bible? Great-great-great-great-great. Do you know? You know about Ruth? Y'all read the book. See, they taught you not to read the Old Testament. They gave you a book with old and new in it and told us the new is what's in. So we don't worry about the old. Why is in the book the end? Because I read the book from the front to the front cover to the back. I'm going to read you. Yeah, you think I'm just going to read one part of you? I'm going to read you from the front to the back, from the rooter to the tutor. Yeah, that's the only way you're going to get the picture. Yeah, you got to understand that. So when you go in there and you see, you'll see who you be. Land of Moab. Yeah, that's what Ruth was from. Ruth was a Moabitess from the land of Moab. Where is that at, Sweetie Bombay? Where is that at right now? I bear witness. That would be Syria. That would be Syria area where they over there crushing still right now. All that area, Palestine, all that. Yeah, they is. Same people against her. Look at over here. So if he was here right now, he was a Moabite. She was a Moabite from the land of Moab. His great-great-grandmother, Ruth. So what'd that make him? Oh, you just running from yourself. You like to be a good old Negro. That's what we like. We like to be a good old Black. We like to be a good old colored or a good old Afro-American. Or we like to be a good old African-American. We just keep changing. They just keep changing us. People define us. We think this culture is ours. We're being sold to the world, whored to the world. Yeah, you've been sold to the world. Pants down, everything included. Sold to the world, packaged. The gods of this earth. Been sold and packaged as nothing, as filth, as trash, as lower self. I bear witness. And guess who profiting the most? If they could pay you $500 million to dribble, if they could pay you $50 million to sing and rap, $100 million to sing and rap, how much you think they making if I could give you that? You better understand the law of what you give a person, the percentage of what you give according to what you're making. You still in master house on the plantation because you only can see what they allow, see and see, say what they allow, what they authorize. You don't make your own music. They allow you to put it out. Mm-hmm. And the ones who put out the real music, who the real talk out there, one or two things, they don't do real good, or the people don't even understand it. Go over their head. Go over their head or it's below their feet. So that's just how that go. So how do we come out of this? How do we come out of this? By knowing ourselves. Man, know thyself. That's what's on the pyramids. That's what's encrypted on the tombs. Man, know thyself. How do you know yourself? Where do you study from to know yourself? Do you study outside of yourself? Or do you study inside of yourself? Or is it a combination of both? Yeah, that's what I bear witness. We're studying ourselves. Who are we? Where do you come from? Somebody said you a Negro. Somebody said you a black. Where did that start? You got a black history. Where did that start at? Because I bear witness that ain't no blacks was created on top side of this earth. No people with that pedigree of bloodline. No, ma'am. No, sir. You cannot find it in the relics of history. A white, for that matter, either. Where are they? Never seen a white person in my life. If I see a white person in my life, that'll be the day. Have you seen a white person? You ever wear a white T-shirt? You seen a person look like that? I've seen a lot of pale-skinned people and some real pale-skinned people. See? You've been caught on this foolishness, white and black, so every time you go to an application, you see that there. You just think everything is white and black. Michael Jackson told you that. Don't matter if you white or black. Y'all just be dancing the songs and singing the songs. Don't even be listening. That's why I don't like listening to foolishness. It ain't talking about nothing. It ain't getting us nowhere. Told you it don't matter if you're black or white. What the hell y'all concerned about with black or white? Why would you check a box like that? You put yourself in a box. Jack in the box. Y'all don't got them on other coast. They got them on the West Coast. Oh, Jack in the box. You remember that Jack in the box? You turn it. Then it pop up, you old silly goofball. That's what we be in. We the laughing stock. We the laughing stock, man. We the kings and queens over here. This the old world over here. We the gods of this plane. And we over here was submissive. We didn't submit it to another people. We've been told that we away from home. You won't even fight for the land. You don't even care if you got a piece of land. As long as you done bought a house and you got a car, you think you done came up? Boy, I cry so much inside that my people just feel we think we own. We think we balling because we got a block. Yeah, that's what we think. We don't own nothing in the land of milk and honey. We don't own a bee. Yeah, a person come over here from Africa should despise you. You over here in the land of milk and honey and don't own a bee. You don't even got a cow. Hell, they in Africa. Hell, they to get a wife. Hell, they got to give up 50 cows or goats. 50 chickens, 100 chickens, you ain't even got that for yourself. You don't even got a farm. Dumb niggas there. And we think we just the gods over here. Yeah, you are. But you in a fallen state. You in a fallen state being pimped out. Talk about him or her all you want to. They pimping hard. Think you pimping, they pimping hard, legally. And we the prize. And the cool thing about it, and the cold, saddest thing about it, our woman is the one that they using to take it off. And using our men to portray it. Portray it as good and good and honey. So each generation just takes it on. She ain't nothing but a B, and he ain't nothing but an N. What can you reproduce with a mind state like that? You are what you eat. Can't do nothing but produce another little nigglet, another little bee. That's all you could produce because you are what you eat. These people in our living room, on our TV all day, the children got the contraption, and they in our living room. That was the sign. That was the beast. That was the signs in your hands. Oh, they have a mark on their hands and their foreheads. Yeah, because your thoughts are like the beast. He was programmed in you. Your hands, your actions, your feet are like the beast. And that's why the Quran says your body parts are going to bear witness against you on that day. You ain't got to say nothing. You can try to get away from it. Your body go bear witness against you. Well, you need to understand who are you in conjunction with the universe. Uni, one. With the universe. It's planets in this universe. It's orbit going on. You got a planetary system inside of your body. Nine of them. Go and do the math. Go find out what the number nine is about. See, this is about science and mathematics. Go see how your foremothers and forefathers circumnavigated the globe. That's why they call them Moors. Ain't just about somebody telling them that means black and swarthy. Oh, no, you know how to moor a ship, know how to navigate. Using that Venus, that star. Yeah, when Charlie paved the way. That's what we do. That's why I can't sit still in my mind. We pave the way. That's all I do want to do is pave the way. And if somebody else could do the rest, I just want to pave the way. Then I'm done. And then here, you figure it out. Bing, the thought to come, boom, pave the way, put it down, somebody else do it. Because I got to keep paving and cutting the trail. The prophet taught us. When the birds with wings was flapping, y'all believe about dinosaurs and stuff, who you think chopped their heads off? Who you think got them out of the way? How you think that happened? Who you think was strong enough to do that? You think that Excalibur sword that your ancestors are, what we got, is about? Who you think justice is about? We paved the way. We them people. And we was already here, heavily populated on these shores. From the Caribbean, everywhere. And by the way, in the breaking process, in the slave breaking process, what happened in Hispaniola, and which is all over there in Cuba and Dominican Republic, San Domingo, and Cuba, and all that. That's where they was breaking us at before they came into the shores over here. They used that as their buffer. You know, they waging war from out there and then coming in inside. And they was taking us out there and losing the islands out there, breaking us, systematically breaking us with the torture, you know, with the cutting open of the women and putting the fetus and upside down and cutting them out and tarring, feathering the men on one, tarring, feathering them and tying them to one side of a horse on one side and one side of a horse on another side and slapping the horses and setting them on fire and making them split in front of the woman and the child and the other niggas. So they could put the psychological fear inside the woman and the child. Y'all better read the Willie Lynch letter. So it teach the woman, hell, you a strong nigga. I'm going to just stay out of here. You strong. You could whoop ass. Master them can't mess with you. But one thing, Master God, your mind. See, because your mama didn't taught you. She didn't watch that. And she didn't taught you how to be a good nigga to master. Strong, physical, but mentally weak. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am, that's how she teach you. And then she teach her, the daughter, to be submissive. Whatever Master say, come on over here, Bessie. You got to come on over here and take his pants down and do what he want to our woman. And the man know he can't go in here and be strong because they go kill him dead, George. George, they go kill you dead. Don't worry about it. But Bessie, I just can't let him. And they go kill you dead. Now, this weakness goes down to the children. That he don't even go kill for her because she hold him. Nah. And then she put that into the children. And this is what's been passed down to us for generation. And then they killed off the elders, you see. So then there wasn't no elders around. Only person he had around elder was a Miss Bessie who had been raped and took and abused for so many years that she's everything what Master wants. She go teach them. She go tell on them niggas out there who doing wrong, and she go teach them. Just how Massa won't. And they killed off the older generations over here. They don't tell that part of the histories. And then they only brought in the youth. So the youth was indoctrinated. They forgot all the hymns and the spirituals and all that stuff. But one thing about the mind, because they tell you, the mind never forgets. It's like a computer. The data is always in there. And that's why they try to keep you away from information, because information makes the mind wake back up. I bear witness. And stuff inside of you, inside of your DNA, will come out, and it will add up. You don't need a DNA test to figure it out. Huh. So they told you we was brought here. Where the ships at? They got all this stuff in the world. Where the ships at? Yeah, where are these ships at? You mean to tell me you brought millions of people over here? Millions? You must have depopulated a whole part of a continent. Man, these people was already here. You don't want me to know that I'm here? And then you call the people here Indian? But hold on, black folks, because every black folk I know since I was young, we all ran around, so I got Indian in me. You ain't had no paper to tell you to even substantiate that. We got Indian in us, and I don't mean you can't prove it. I'm not saying that we can't prove that, because that is true, in fact, and indeed, that's precise. But you ain't never had the papers or nothing because you never cared about that. We never was taught to go into that ancestry. What benefit was it did it do to us? They killed all them niggas. That's what we thinking. They killed all the Indians. What the hell you want to be ending for? Them was like a monument to you. That was like seeing somebody from the oldest world ever. See a person, how they portrayed them with the feathers and stuff. You didn't know that was some cultural stuff that we had going on. You feel me? But now to come and find out, you can't even be criminalized under the state Negro codes. I'm going to call them what they is. The Black Code Laws of 1724. Look it up. And then when you want the real name of them, they're called the Christian Black Codes of 1724. They were sanctioned by the church. Everything to keep your and I black ass in place. That's right. You can't bip, bop, or fart without them finding you, hanging you upside a tree. So you stay in your community. That's what the law was created for. They just changed it into another law systematically through the Union. That's what they went to war with each other about. Well, that's what the fight was about, the North and the South. The North was polished, seasoned. Yeah, they was tight with their game. They had their popping their collars with the best linen suits on and stuff. Yeah, politicians. We're going to make the laws. We don't got to do all this shit what y'all down there doing, breaking niggers and all this. People seeing all that, the rural looking. Yeah. Boy, the old Confederates down here, the democracy, y'all all up want to be a part of. Yeah, the demo states in the Confederate states are the democracy states. They down here. Hoo-ah, Jim. Yosemite Sam. Get them, Bob. Yeah, that's what's in their blood. That's what's in their blood down here. Just want to kill you, hang you. Yeah, so they telling them, hey, man, listen, you can't be doing all that, man. Listen, we got a better way. Let's form together, join together, man. We put these laws on them, institutionalize, make a penal code, put them on the same plantation, do the same work for free. Man, shit, what's wrong with you, Jim? They couldn't see it. Oh, we didn't give up all this free. It was too much wealth. Man, you already took the land from the people. See, that's the part of history y'all, we don't know. You already took the land from the people, right? Now you got everything that comes out of the land, the tin, the coal, the copper, the diamonds. The gold, yeah, they running to California for gold. They're getting all this stuff out the land. It's passing by you on the trains every day. And then they're getting you to work and pick the cotton and all the stuff out of it on top of it. It's just ding, 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 ding. You ever go to the casino, how many times you hit pulling a slot machine? Shit, well, this is the slot machine, the greatest one ever, because every time you pull it, that bitch hit jackpot. And they just keep rolling money in it. It don't end. That's what they got going on. So you got to understand this. So they're like, they're not trying to get up. They went to war with each other over this. And they had to teach them. So that's what this more perfect union, the Declaration of Independence, we're going to form a more perfect union. The more perfect was union was criminalizing it, unionizing it in all 50 states. All 50 states are unionized in a union to make a more perfect union now. So now, they just institute, listen, you see how they sell you out to the states now? Oh, they're overcrowded in one state. Oh, they'll put you on a plantation in any state. They'll put your ass on a bus or a plane and put you on any state, just like they do in the feds. That's what they've been doing. Because guess what? You were awarded a state. You've been awarded a state. You was awarded a state through the birth certificate, through the Social Security Administration. Mm-hmm. You've been awarded a state. You've been a federal ward. So now all of a sudden they start making all the laws where they put the babies in federal prison now. Mm-hmm. Were they poisoning them? Mm-hmm. Hitting them with needles? Mm-hmm. Every year? Giving them experimental drugs? Oh, yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. You think they safe? They not. You and your enemies care. you in Pharaoh's house. And I hate to say that, but you need to read the Bible. You need to read about Joseph. You need to see that his old brothers, his own brothers, sold him into bondage. Mm-hmm. You need to see what powers and prowess that Joseph possessed, that Yusuf possessed, that allowed his brothers to have jealousy and envy against him, because that's the same thing that you and I possess today. That same spirit, that same intuition, that same telepathy. Y'all better listen to me. Because when Joseph went to Pharaoh's house and Pharaoh seen what Joseph knew and understood, Pharaoh put Joseph over everything. Yeah, Joseph got a good old European education. Listen to me. And why Joseph got that good old European education, it was over the head of Pharaoh, and the famine was over all the land, and everybody had to come to Egypt to eat. Who was there? Who was that symbolic of? They had to, because who was feeding them when they came there? It was Joseph. His own brothers was waiting on him to feed them, didn't know that he was the one feeding them. He didn't even present himself to them until later. So that just shows you the world is in darkness when the world went in darkness when the Moors were expelled out of Spain in 1492. The world went into darkness. Look at history prior to that. And look at history of that. It's only been two world orders, two world powers, the Moors and the Europeans. So who are you? What is your descendancy? Because you could call and say who you are or what you want and who you not in this world. But it's been two world powers. Okay? Now, and figure out where you at. You're at home. Don't believe the hype. They said Indian. This is not India, y'all. So whoever Columbus died or whatever he died or whatever name, they keep naming people. You see, they give you a name. Hell, how many of y'all been to Germany? Well, how many German shepherds you done saw? Because I done saw a whole bunch of them in my life in different places, in different states. And each one of them I called a German shepherd. I done call it an Alabama shepherd. I done call it a Mississippi shepherd. I said, man, I'm a German shepherd right there. Every place I've seen it. You and I keep changing. So that's the dilemma that we're in. Identity crisis. Identity theft. Yeah, it's been stolen. Esau in the Bible. They use the Bible good, and they use the Bible for redemption. Mm-hmm. That's the whole redemption process is about. Jesus paid the price for you on Calvary. The blood is a sacrifice for sins. That's how you cleanse. So it's already been sacrificed. That's what you say. That's what you claim on. Well, why are you being taxed? Why are you paying all these taxations? Oh, nobody can answer that question. Why are you paying taxation if it's already, he already paid? Hell, Rome crucified them. Hell, what you paying Rome taxes for? The tax already, he paid the price. Y'all been bamboozled, hoodwinked. Better use it. Better use it. So, yeah, we're on the Blog Talk Radio, The Morning Drip with Suleiman Bey. I hope y'all all right out there. You know, it's a lot. And we need a lot of information. We need as much information as possible. If you knew better, you'd do it better. That's why we in the condition that we is. We think we know something, but obviously we don't, because we ain't on nothing. And the little stuff that we get and we think that we got is nothing in the world. It's nothing. And the quicker that we could get together and come together and be one in this universe, y'all better look at these planets. Look how these planets rotate. Look at your systems in your body, your muscular, your skeletal, or your vascular. You got nine systems in your body. Look at the planets in this solar system. Look how they function with the horoscope and your signs. We got to start getting in tune more. Yeah, we got to start getting in tune more. You create your own destiny. It's already engrafted. You create it when you're inside your mother's womb. She's talking it. The father's talking it from spitting out, emitting out the elixir. Into the mother while she's planting it and growing it in the garden. If you feeding her BS, that's what's going into the garden. That's what's going to come out. If she already got BS in her, that's what's going to come out. So we got to impregnate each other's mind first. You feel me? We got to impregnate her mind first with the right sciences and disciplines. And we got to be on that first. That's why Yusuf and Mariam, Joseph and Mary was blessed to have Yahushua. Yeah, Jesus. That's why they was blessed to have him. She couldn't just be anybody. And he couldn't just be no anybody. And contrary to what y'all think, he had a mother and a father. Other than that, he couldn't be no example for us, all the people on this planet who got mothers and fathers. How can you be the example? You might have been around what we go through, but you was created a little different. That's why you could withstand. That would be everybody's argument. Some niggas, we just believe anything. And I ain't going to just say niggas. It's everybody. We just believe anything. Any story somebody been taught us, but that's how you know the children were just here. It wasn't no grown folks who they could say, get the fuck out of here. That shit you talking about is garbage. Get this shit out of here. Because they killed the elders off. And only people was around the fire was babies. Ah, babies being born. With great-great-granny on the porch saying, rock-a-bye, baby. Shh, don't have her. Well, listen to Massa now. She whispering in the ear, this is Massa now. Mama already grew up with the fear. Mama already put the fear in the genes. It's already been psychologically put in there. It's cold, y'all. We got a lot of work to do, and we fight each other. That's the cold thing about it. We fight each other. They give us the guns, put in our hands, because they know we're going to use them on each other. As soon as they figure out the job for each other, that's why them gun laws are the way they is. You feel me? So they got you under their jurisdiction. They can tell you don't have no strap. Shit, you got to get the hell out of here. I'm going to have one regardless of what you say. Yeah, you can just stand up and tell them who you is. Quit marking them boxes talking about you white. Quit marking them boxes talking about you black. At least sign and say other and put who you are in there. Man, start fighting the fraud. Start refuting the fraud. Man, we letting ourselves get held down. Like I said, there's just a lot of deep stuff going on, man. Quit letting people into our households, man. Period. Protect yourselves. Build your families up. And we got to start networking together, build our families up, and get out there in the country. Get out there in the country on those a bunch of acreage where you can shoot, eat, sleep, bip, bop, fart, however you want to. On your own land, get out there and grow whatever you want to grow. Mm-hmm. Get out there and, you know, like I say, teach your children how to hunt, how to survive, build your bunkers, build your things, how to know how to treat water. Yeah, know how to hunt. Even if you're a vegetarian, know how to hunt off the land, know how to spot nuts and vegetables and stuff that's just edible. Stuff that won't poison. You know how to spot poison oak and poison ivy. You know how to listen, look for certain spots where badgers and beavers and, yeah, and the snakes and stuff. Yeah, learn the land. You are the god of this plane. You was put in the garden. Man, you know everything in the garden. Adam named everything in the garden. You're supposed to know everything's habit, everything's way. You're supposed to be in tune with everything. Supposed to know how to maneuver through here. But we just dumb. We don't know nothing. We scared of everything. A little bee come in the house. We running. Oh, bee. Man, if you don't tell that bee in your mind to get the fuck out of here, you just, man, go get you some honey or go do what you need to do. Man, I come in peace or I'm going to F you up, whatever, however you feel. You need to tell the bee and send that in your mind. If you understand all these powers and energy, you'll just send that in your mind and move the bee or whatever it is on out the way. The same thing with the animals. Quit running. Oh, dog, he running from your fear. Better turn around, look at him, and put that fear down, and they better see it in your eyes. And if they keep coming, you better you do what you get to do. Shit, they trying to bite and go a little ass. What the fuck, the dog will try to jump up. Yeah, you better grab it, motherfucker, by the neck and grab and bite you some skin. Do whatever the hell you go do too, trying to survive, protect you and yours, a bear, whatever it is, run. You better figure something out. But you better learn the nature of things and stay out the way and do what's right. And that's what this is about. And quit being dumbed down. Some billionaires I was listening to on one of them things passing through, he said, everything you want to know, all you got to do is study it, read it. That's what's the thing good about information. It's not, you don't got to know everything, but with everything you want to know, you can go read and study it and get in tune. And you become a PhD, a master in that. That's right. You can sit right at home and pick up a book on that and learn it and learn to learn. If you want to learn credit repair, you can learn it, learn it, learn it, learn it, learn it. If you want to learn business formation, you can learn it, learn it, learn it, learn it, learn it. Whatever it is, you can learn it. The people who are doing good, who have business and stuff, they learn it, learn it, learn it, learn it, learn it, and they pass it back to the people. And we say, damn, they get up the game, damn, when they get up the game, they just going back studying. They doing what other people not. They burning the candles, doing what other people not. That's what this is about. Spend hours, 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 hours going into stuff. So sometimes you be fooled, you have a lot of stuff in you, and you can't keep going, you need to get it out. And sometimes you got to delegate that. When it's like that, you got to find people you can delegate a lot of stuff and let people get on it. That's why you have a research team. People just doing different stuff, little different stuff going on, you know, because the mind is a computer. It has a lot of gigabytes or whatever they call it. I don't know. Is that it, y'all? Yeah, that's it, gigabytes. Yeah, stuff like that.
So, yeah, man, I just thank y'all for tuning in from all around the way today. We're getting into the end of the drip. You know, the coffee's been dripped down up in there, man, percolated. Everybody should be wide awake, man, focused. So don't forget, like I said, to tap into us at Legal Empowerment Group. 101.com. We got a lot of stuff going on with the prisoners too. We don't call it a prisoner reform. We're trying to shut the prisons down. The prisons are illegal. They bogus. They're kidnapping. They're kidnapping Moors, holding Moors hostage. That's what they're doing. They're kidnapping people. I don't care if you want to name Mexican, whatever you want. People, you're Aboriginal, Indigenous to the hemisphere, period. The laws don't pertain to you when you know yourself. All you got to do is go look at the law in Oklahoma they passed in 2020, McGirt versus Oklahoma. Go look at that case. Go study it. McGirt versus Oklahoma. McGirt, McGirt versus Oklahoma. And McGirt won against Oklahoma. Yeah. So Oklahoma won it. Yeah, he sounds like he native. They criminalized him, sent him to the penitentiary. He native, Aboriginal. I mean, these laws don't pertain to me. These laws pertain to the same. That's the same as the Sundry Free Moors Act of 1789. They petitioned the House and said they didn't want to be under the same laws as the Negro Acts because they had different laws in effect to keep the Negroes in place. And that's the same thing that we under now. That's why the police that you see in your community, that ain't nothing but a military mercenary force because they're for hire. How you know they're for hire? They get hired. You get hired to be a police. You don't get elected. Only elected officials are sanctioned through the Constitution, see? And the only elected official that's a peace officer is the sheriff. Huh? Y'all didn't know about that name, huh? Go look at that Mohammedan name, Sharif. Y'all call it the sheriff. And go see what the sheriff does. Go see what the sheriff, they talk about the sharifian law. Go see what the sheriff does and see what the sheriff does. You see? Because if you don't got no warrant signed by the sheriff who the one come out knock on the door and come, the police come knock on your door, that's a hired mercenary. He out of law, out of pocket. He coming to deal with United States citizens, corporate property. But y'all don't know that, huh? Well, you learned it here today on the Morning Drip of Suleiman Bey. And go study that. Don't believe what somebody tells you. You got to investigate. That's what the illustrious prophet Noble Drew Ali told us. So if you want to know something new, go study the prophet Noble Drew Ali. And it's a very good book out there. It's called Noble Drew Ali, The Exhuming of a Nation, and it's by Sheikh Elihu N. Pleasant Bey. And that's Elihu N. Pleasant Bey. And that's a good book. It's real thorough, I would say. It has a lot of information in there, a lot of stuff you probably haven't been exposed to. Some people might say, oh, that book or that person. People have a lot of hatred. I'm like a bee. Take the example of the bee. It's in the Quran. I'm going to leave this with you with this blessing. In the Quran, you have the chapter of the bee. In the chapter of the bee, and in the bee, if you study the bee goes to all hues of flower, unbiased, meaning it doesn't discriminate. It goes into all hues of flowers, and it dips in there and do whatever they do. And it figures it out whether it's good or it's not. I don't see it shit on it, piss on it, disrespect it, tear the flower up because it's no good. It goes in there with its senses, and if it's good, it stays there, and if it's not, it moves on. And it goes through bouquets like that, unbiased, and it takes from out of the ones that have good for it, it takes out of it, and it takes this nectar out of there and turns it into honey. And the Quran said this honey has healing powers for man, if man but listen. Ooh, that's deep. So you have a bee that takes from all hues of flowers, takes the good out of it, and makes it into a honey, a healing potency that has healing for man. In some studies I saw where people took pure raw honey, put it on the sides of their body where they had wounds inside or injuries or sicknesses inside, and the honey heals it, it brings it out. People just, it's just miraculous to what the earth produces. And what's even more miraculous and dumbfounding to me is that all these animals can be productive. The elephants, I mean, the cows can produce, you know, milk. Yeah, they can produce milk, you know. And unfortunately, they get slaughtered, and
turned into hide and food. But yeah, they could produce milk. You know, different animals could produce different things. And here it is. We're supposed to be the supreme beings of this planet. And here we are on the bottom rail. We can't produce nothing. Everything we get is from outside of us. Everything at the table, somebody else produced. If they tell you it's organic, you don't really know. If they tell you it's wholesome, you don't really know. You did not create it. And that's just a sad state. So till we get into a more bosser state, when you really will be a boss is when you get into a state where you get into where you're going to start creating our own. We're going to build our own land, starting with ourselves. I mean, this ain't, the big picture is all of us, but it starts with our family first. When we create a situation where we got an environment where we own many acres, and we create all the industries that we want for ourselves and our family tree and lineage, and we build an empire, and we be an example for others to follow. You feel me? Like the masterpieces and stuff of the rural. Yeah, you put a blueprint down from the bottom to the top, and you're going to show how to really do wealth management and really how to make it happen. That's what this is about. Be an example, you feel me, and quit hating on each other. That's why it starts with self, you feel me? So we thank you all for dropping through on the morning drip today. Like I said, don't forget to slide through legalempowermentgroup101.com. Don't forget to go to queenkitty.net and queenkitty at Instagram for the feminine hygiene products. And men, too, you can buy them feminine hygiene products for your girl, man, your gal, if you're in the country, however you want to say it. You can buy them feminine hygiene for your old girl. And if you don't know much about them, man, you know, if you got an old girl, got your old cool, you got your old car with a lot of miles, and you like them old school, you got to get in and warm up, you know, hit the pump the gas a few times and warm it up before you go, then they got some tightening gel, boy, that had that thing, y'all. Okay. Yeah. So check that out now. Check that out now. Had that thing, you know, bring you back to old times. Old time sake, like Freddie Jackson say, rock me tonight for old time sake. Yeah, hey, y'all singing the tunes again. You got a girl. Yeah, going to order up some of that now. Waiting on you now. Yeah, you just going to tell them you got the, when you tap in for the order, man, tell them you got the, you were sent by, Oh, Suleiman Bay at the morning drip, man. I make sure you get a 20% discount, man. It'll be on me. I'll pay for it. Yeah, put that in there, all right? Okay, so y'all came through today. I just want to thank y'all. Peace and love. Come through again. We'll be back in tune. Put your email in there so it can pop up. You can get a pop-up when you know that I'm on and I'm functioning. And go through the archives. If there's anything that you guys want to hear, you know, you start tapping in, man. We start opening up the phone. I see the phones light up. I tap in, all right? So peace and love to y'all. Thank y'all for dropping in to the morning drip today. I hope y'all have a blessed day. And see y'all again soon. Peace.